Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Tiana Lawrence back on the show. Tiana is one of our newer members of the Brain Trust. She is a blockchain expert, ladies and gentlemen, and you know, I've been telling you about blockchains for a couple of years now. 2 years ago, I told you that it was difficult to explain, but you needed to start thinking about it. You need to start learning about it. And if I've ever told you anything that was the truth, that was it. And because in the last 2 years, it's really exploded. One of the ways it's exploded is in an area that we're going to talk about in this segment. And she's the author of Blockchain for Dummies. She's our good friend, Tiana Lawrence. Welcome back.
Hi. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So, as I've explained to the audience before, when you weren't here, Tiana, and as you and I have talked about, blockchain across distributed ledgers was developed to support the cryptocurrency Bitcoin.
Yes, but now.
And what we're going to talk about later, folks, is the fact that blockchain is taking on a life of its own. But before we go there, I want you to give us a report on where Bitcoin is right now. It's going through it's in a bit of a bubble right now, isn't it?
Yes, the price of Bitcoin has been going up very quickly.
What Bitcoin is first.
So Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. It was one of the first ever created, and it's the largest. It has the largest market cap of all the cryptocurrencies out there, and it's the typical mechanism. It's sort of like the first thing people get introduced to in the blockchain and cryptocurrency space.
Right. Now, and so here's the question, though.
Mm-hmm.
When it's digital money. In that way, it's similar to the digital money that's in my bank account, right, that I don't have possession of. It's not in real dollars. It's in digits. It's in ones and zeros. But my digits, my currency, the money in your account, my account, has some basis for legitimacy in that it has the full faith and credit of the United States government backing it up. That's a pretty serious critical mass. Is there comparable to Bitcoin with that?
My friend Jared Tate, who's the creator of Digibyte, another one of these cryptocurrency companies, said something that made a lot of sense. He said they're called rare digital assets. So
rare digital assets.
Yeah, think of it. It's a little bit different than money. The way money works is you put it in the bank and you're no longer in control of it.
Right.
Somebody could freeze your account. They can pull funds from that account, and you have sent that custodianship to somebody else. And that's how money has worked for a long time.
Right.
But with cryptocurrency, you are your own bank, and mm-hmm. no one can take those funds from you.
So because the blockchain has you registered as the owner, and it's immutable.
Less of a registry of ownership. It's what is considered. It's a private key. So you're the only one that knows
right.
What your listeners might think of as a password. Right. That unlocks your money. And if anybody ever found that password, then that money is
there.
So
that's an advantage of a cryptocurrency, of a Bitcoin. But you said it's a rare currency. But what is the underlying asset of that, the underlying value of that currency, other than whatever someone's appraisal of it, rather than you know, a country behind it? What is it?
Yeah, that's a great idea. So money has value because of a few things. One, it's rare. Two, it has some kind of mass amount of people that believe in it. And the reasons that people believe in money are diverse. Like the U.S.
Right.
dollar is backed by oil, and it's the U.S. military. And a large population of the world utilizes it and stores wealth in it. Under the same kind of concept, no, Bitcoin doesn't have a government that backs it, and it doesn't have any kind of physical assets like a gold or something right. like that that backs the specific.
So I've only got a few seconds. Why do you think it's gone to $9,700 for Bitcoin?
It's because people want to utilize it as an investment tool and a storage of value.
Do you think it's a bubble right now at $9,700?
I think that we might see a dip, but I do believe that it will probably double in less than a year.
Wow. Because it's more than quadrupled in the last 6 months, hasn't it?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.